Welcome to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH. Your Partner in Law is brought to you in part by the law firm Gregorick & Associates PLLC. Charting your course to a secure future. Your Partner in Law starts now. Here's your host, Rick Gregorick.
Good morning and welcome to Your Partner in Law. We're live. We're ready to talk with you this morning. I've got Ted Hansen from the
Energized
office.
By the lightning, Rick. Energized by the lightning.
Boy, we were down at Elliott Bay Marina last night, Ted, and we had quite a light show. It almost looked like the 4th of July there for a while.
Actually. I come from the Midwest. I love a good thunderstorm once in a while.
I'm just wondering with all the thunder, not the thunder so much, but the lightning that precedes the thunder, of course, and all those, sailboat masts out there, and I'm sitting in between 1,000 of them.
Yeah, how'd you like to be out in one of those in that thing, right?
Well, there was. There were several of them coming in when the storm started, and it was rocking and rolling pretty good there.
Everybody liked that, but my dog. My dog headed for the tub, so I'm sure a lot of you had that same experience. If you got animals, they don't necessarily love thunderstorms. So.
No,
anyway,
they're just
it was
a little bit
evening.
Well, folks, we got a lot to talk about today, and my question is, it's a big question because, it's what we talk about all the time, but I really want to know and, ask yourself, is estate planning really such a big deal? Or why do we make it such a big deal? Is it? Or is this just a bunch of hooey? Well, we're going to talk about that a little bit because we all have responsibilities to ourselves and our loved ones. And, Ted, as we all know, life is totally full of unexpected happenings. Things just happen sometimes,
right.
And we go, you never see it coming. Where did that come from? How did that happen? The essence of estate planning, folks, is designed, and I'm using the word designed because designed is what is important in your estate plan. It's got to be designed for you in your situation. This is why you can't do the generic stuff. Yep. You need to do it for you. That's so important because the consequences are devastating. And, Ted, we see these all the time. And yourself, heading up the elder law section of the firm, you see this in spades on a near daily basis. And you see the failure or the lack of planning or improper planning. I think that's it in a nutshell of what happens. Yep. And, folks, there are solutions. And one of the best ways to learn of those solutions is to join us at Retirement Roundtable.
Yep.
And that's coming up October 5th.
That's soon. Right?
We're rocking and rolling, less than a month away. And so get your tickets at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Yeah, it'll be a great opportunity to kind of get a real, maybe we call it the 30,000 foot view of all of these issues that we deal with on a daily basis, like professional fiduciaries for those of you that don't have family and friends, and talk about long-term care insurance, talk about the science of investing, all of this in one day. And sometimes people walk out of there and they go, wow, I really learned a lot, but it was a lot of information to take in.
Well, it was. Now, this is a day of learning, folks. Retirement Roundtable in its fourth year now. Could be a couple hundred of you out there at Meydenbauer Center. It's a wonderful venue. You're going to have, we'll take care of your parking and your lunch, all included in your modest admission fee. We do charge a small fee just to help defray some of the cost. And we bring in experts in a variety of interrelated areas to your estate and elder planning. Because estate planning is a process, folks, and it is a matter of putting a lot of different elements of your life together in a cohesive manner such that if and when something happens, you're prepared. Ted, we talked all the time, but, we're pragmatic. We're real. We know. I can't prevent anyone from getting Alzheimer's by doing a great estate plan. The great estate plan is not going to prevent you from getting Alzheimer's. That's where you got to do the medical side.
Car wreck or something.
Hey, speaking of medical, we got Dr. Yardley's going to be out there too, folks. So you all know Dr. Yardley, and he's going to be talking about the difference between health care and disease care. I think you're going to find this interesting because we do live longer now than we've ever lived, but we do have some quality of life issues at the end.
Yep.
And so we need to make sure that we're addressing all of those properly.
And of course, starting early is important in that
desired outcome.
Right.
Well, that was the whole point of the lead-in.
Yep.
many people don't do anything, and then all of a sudden they find themselves in their 60s, 70s, 80s, and kablamo.
Yep.
There is some debilitating issue that arises, whether it's MS, Parkinson's, a stroke, a heart attack. I mean, folks, the list is endless. We all know this. It's going to happen to most of us.
Yeah, and we don't say that just to scare people.
I'm part of most of us.
Yeah, that's statistical.
And so are you,
reality.
Ted. Look at you.
I know.
I mean, we're all part of it.
Yep. We all are, and disability is real, and we teach people this, too, all the time, and this is something that people have a hard time getting, that the death document sometimes is less important than the documents that speak to you while you're alive, and that's, to me anyway, seeing this at kind of a higher level is a very important aspect of estate planning, is having powers of attorney in place for finances and health care. And so many people don't have those documents in place, and the risk you run is that you lose the capacity to plan, and then you're stuck with the black robe choice, and that's the guardianship, which is where we don't want you to be.
And Ted, the irony of this, we have our life plan organizer. And folks, if you'd like to get a free copy of that, you can just contact us through yourpartnerinlaw.com and ask for a life plan organizer. Let us know if you're single, married, or in a domestic partnership, and we'll get you the proper organizer. But one of the questions in our organizer that is always answered, highly important, is, I want to stay in control of my stuff. We all want to stay in control. Well, if that's really what you want, and you really believe you want to stay in control, that actually means you need a proper estate plan. Otherwise, you lose control.
That's correct.
And being in control means having a series of legal documents properly drafted and designed for your unique personal situation that can come into play when you are unavailable because of incapacity. It could be an accident. It could be anything. But whenever you can't properly act for yourself, staying in control means you have put in place a control mechanism of who, what, when, why, the whole nine yards on what people can do and how your wishes are going to be carried out.
And that's a key point, because I see so many people that think that estate planning is a one and done, that they'll come, they'll talk to me for an hour, and out the back door they'll run with a will or something. Well, that's just not the case, because these are tailored to your individual needs, not one size fits all in any case. We always have these different fact patterns when we see clients, and they have different needs, and so we tailor these things to the individual.
Well, Ted, you know, when you say clients have different fact patterns, that's like the understatement of the year.
Yeah.
You know, I've been doing this for a long time now, and you know, I've seen thousands of people's plans, I've studied thousands of others, and then we look into, you know, all the variables each of us have in our life, and it's kind of exciting. I guess it's what allows me to keep working and keeping the faith and saying, you know, we can do better and making all this happen, because it really is amazing when people have proper planning that things just go better.
Yep,
it costs less. Yes, estate planning costs some money. And I will tell you, estate planning is not cheap. Anywhere you go, it's not cheap.
Yeah.
But it's important, and you need to put that same value on that.
Yeah, and if it's far less costly than having it go wrong or having somebody else make those decisions
for you.
That's really hard to impress upon people, but it's absolutely the truth, and we see this all the time, is the back-end cost of not having it done is substantially more than you would ever pay to have it done properly in the beginning. And once again, we always say that estate planning is a process, and it is. It's just like buying a new car. The car runs great for the first 10, and then you got to start maintaining the car and doing your 25,000 mile checkups and your oil changes and things like that. Otherwise, the car doesn't last as long.
You know, it really is.
It's that simple.
It's that simple. Yeah. And the amount of money you spend on estate planning, I think you need to think of it as an investment in your future, and especially it's an investment of unparalleled. Really, when you look at the savings you can get in proper estate planning between the tax savings that you can get and the asset protection, those things are so valuable that the cost of the estate plan is just dwarfed. If you wanted to look at a return on investment, so to speak, and even if you spend $5,000 or $10,000 on an estate plan and you save, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions in some cases, in taxes, Many people are able to leverage their estates into, you know, charitable planning, setting up trust for their grandchildren, setting up their futures. Boy, there's so many fun things
we
can do.
The real rate of return is the comfort of knowing that you've done something and done it properly, right? That's another big aspect of this, is that return on investment is your comfort level with having done some planning like this, so you're not burdening other people with something that you failed to do, which is another big part of the program.
So, folks, I really would enjoy meeting you out there. We've met so many of you over the last years, and this is the fourth year for Retirement Roundtable. It's a signature event of the year. I just don't think there's anything else like it in our local market. I know you hear lots of seminars and things like that, and this isn't a seminar. This isn't one of these deals where there's going to be credit cards at the back, and if you don't buy today, it's none of that. These are meant to be lecture series, basically. This is an academic environment that we're in. We've got Tom Koch from Vestry. Tom's actually a professor of finance over at Northwest College.
Yep.
So this is the real stuff, folks, and we've got Dr. Yardley is going to come out because we need to make sure we have proper integrated health care into our estate plan. An awful lot of our estate plan is to say what happens when we're not healthy.
Exactly.
So the obvious thing is to stay healthy, but it's one of those things you have to have both.
Absolutely.
Because no matter what lifestyle you've led, we don't know what lies ahead.
That's absolutely,
you know, right. Whether it, you know, I remember when I worked at Northrop, the vice president there was about 45 years old, and everybody said, oh, man, this is amazing. He eats right, he's trim, he's fit, he runs every day. And one day put his head on his desk and had a massive heart attack and died.
Yeah, that's it.
At that's 45.
Right. That's right.
And that just sent shockwaves through people. That, how could that be?
Yep.
If that fellow was in such amazing shape.
It happens.
I mean, just amazing, you know. What is the word? Life happens. We'll be right back after this quick break and your calls at 888-973-5476, 888-973-5476. Give us a call. We'd love to speak with you this morning. Bye-bye.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorick. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorick is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorick and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorick, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
One of the biggest mistakes you can make heading into retirement is not planning for the high cost of an extended healthcare situation. A lot of people assume they have enough money saved only to watch everything they've worked hard for get whittled down to nothing from the ongoing costs of a long-term care situation. Don't make this mistake. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you guarantee yourself a source of funds to pay for care when needed, and you also know you won't become a burden on your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn all about the new long-term care plans offered by 525 Advisors. These new plans protect your savings, protect your family, and pay your estate back if you never use them. Learn more by attending one of the upcoming classes taught by Brian Ott, who's the host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo. Brian has two classes coming up Friday, September 20th and Saturday the 21st. Seating's limited, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. Classes are free, and you'll even get a copy of Brian's book. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Retirement Roundtable is the retirement planning event of the year, so come join me October 5th at Meidenbauer Center. Hey, it's John Curley with Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law. Rick, I love Retirement Roundtable.
John, once again, we're bringing the experts together to teach you about estate and elder planning, financial planning, reverse mortgages, 1031 exchanges, long-term care insurance, health care, senior housing, and much more.
All those experts are in one room.
Tom Koch of Talking Real Money will explain finances in good times and bad. Steve Elliott from Capstone Trust will cover fiduciary services. And Dr. Yardley is going to discuss health care versus disease care.
Retirement Roundtable is an informative and fun half-day event. So come join me and get all the facts at Retirement Roundtable on October 5th at Meydenbauer Center. It sells out every year. And right now, you can get early bird pricing. So get your tickets today at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorek on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Oh, just a little bad company on a beautiful Sunday morning.
Well, they're all beautiful when you wake up in the morning, aren't they? That was
so.
One of my dad's favorite sayings as he aged on, as we might say. He said, well, every day's a good day that I wake up. So good morning and welcome to it. Hey, we got a football game today.
Yeah, we do. They're back. I enjoyed yesterday, too. I'm a big college football fan. I spent most of my day in front of my television on my favorite 7-foot stretch of cloth, also known as my couch. So I had a good day yesterday, enjoyed the college football, but looking forward to the new professional season as well.
Hey, we got the Cleveland Browns coming up, you know, the team that's won like three games. Or the Bengals. Oh, I'm sorry. It's the Cincinnati Bengals today. That's right.
The Bungles, we used to call them.
Bungles.
Let's hope that's the case today after I said that now.
All I went to high school with was the kicker for Cincinnati Bengals for many years back in the 70s and into the 80s, Pat McAnally. A great big guy, about 6'9", out there punting the football.
He was
a big fella. Harvard Rhodes Scholar, quite a man. He actually did as a journalist for Children in Sports. Lives back in Cincinnati.
I often wonder if that's the best job on the team or the worst job on the team. You know,
today what a great kicker makes, what, $3 to $5 million a year.
Yeah,
and he plays like 4 minutes a game at the most.
Yeah.
And pretty important.
But
work.
When you miss it and you're down to that 1 second, Rick, and that's got to be the most uncomfortable position in the world, right?
Well, I think the kickers and the place kickers, they certainly have some pressure on them.
I'm sure they do.
I mean, outside of the quarterback, I suppose, you know, when they're in,
they're
all
on.
Eyes.
They're on, that's right. That's
every
exactly.
person on television, yeah. every person at the stadium, yeah. all eyes. And, of course, they mess with you. The coaches will call strategic timeouts when you're running to kick them.
And they'll ice you and do all kinds of, all kinds of stuff.
Psychology, folks. Hey, well, back to estate and elder law planning, Ted. You know, one of the things that I think a lot of people overlook is their interpersonal family relationships. And by that I mean is maybe we don't know our children as well as we think, or maybe they don't know their parents as well as they think. But, Ted, one of the things that is so troubling is the triggers of conflict. And these triggers are many, but chief among them are personal property, folks. The family heirlooms. The artwork, the jewelry.
The grandfather clock.
The grandfather clock. Yes. You know, things like this. It is estimated by the courts and through the American Bar Association and looking at these things that probably more than half of all contested post-death matters, whether it's a will, a trust, no will, intestate, is over personal property.
Yep.
You know, if you have more than one child, they both may want that grandfather clock.
Yep.
But during lifetime, they're going to say, Mom, it doesn't matter. That's okay, Mom. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't want it or something
or,
like that.
You know, you'll get this kind of stuff.
Yep.
And we see it over and over and over. You know, I had a situation, I've told this story a number of times, where I had four children and they were grown-ups, of course, 50s and 60s, folks. We're talking adults. And there was a grandfather clock. And all four of them wanted the clock. And none of them would budge. None of them would pay anything for it. None of them would take a reduction in their cash inheritance for it. So finally, I concluded that none of them really wanted it. But the issue was, None of them wanted the other to have
it.
There
you go.
They did not want to go to their sibling's home and see their parents' grandfather clock.
There you go.
This is weird, huh?
This is sandbox material, right? This and is kiddies in the sandbox.
So this is real, folks. I don't mean to make light of it. It's very real and incredible emotions attack. So, you know, here I am, a grandfather clock. Four people want it. They just really want to make sure that nobody gets it. And yet, you know, I'd propose, well, I'll just sell it and divide the money. They didn't want to do that either. Then I said, well, you know, I wouldn't make a very good King Solomon, but I guess I could get a chainsaw and chop it into four pieces. Would you like them horizontal or vertical slices?
Exactly.
And so it's really hard. We did end up selling it. Now, here's the irony, folks. This was not a quality timepiece. We got $1,100 for it. So it was basically the value of the cabinet. And so here we have something of no monetary significance whatsoever in the grand scheme of things, upsetting a multi-million dollar estate, throwing it into litigation, tearing this family apart.
Costing well more than the $1,100 you got for it.
I would propose that proper estate planning would have addressed that issue, and maybe mom and dad could have made a proper decision on the disposition of that clock.
Yep. And it's so easy to do, actually. It really is.
And so, you know, again, you know, today's show is, you know, is estate planning really such a big deal? Yeah. Really?
And of course, we'll submit
and the answer is it's bigger than a big deal. Yep. It's essential.
Yeah.
It's crucial. And it's crucial for all of us from 18 on up. You know, we talk all the time about our kids heading off to college without proper estate plans put in place for medical care and durable powers of attorney. This can be devastating when you get that call. And it's not going to be the hospital that calls you, that tells you your young adult's in the hospital. It's going to be one of their friends who read about it on Facebook.
That's exactly right.
And then you're going to call the hospital, and you're going to find out what HIPAA means.
That they don't care that it's mommy. Yeah, they don't
and
care.
This is Daddy. An adult. And if your child's been unable to give HIPAA consent, you're not going to be getting in touch with them right away.
That's exactly right.
And boy, as a parent, this drives me crazy. Hey, folks, we'd love to chat with you this morning. I know there's lots going on out there, the Hawks game and everything, but we'd love to chat with you at 888-973-5476. Ted's hot on the button to take your call. 888-973-5476, your partner in law. We'll be right back.
Don't
touch that dial.
A lot of people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than what would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, these new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay your estate back with interest if you never use it. But most importantly, it's about having a plan. All your kids have to do is carry out your wishes. You're not a burden on them. That's why I love the advice my wife and I got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. Brian's asset-based class is Friday, September 20th in Bellevue. This class is aimed at individuals and couples who have accumulated close to or more than $1 million in assets and may be considering self-funding long-term care costs in the future. Learn why that is not the best idea. Seating will be limited for this special asset-based class, September 20th in Bellevue. Reserve your spot right now. Go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
Retirement Roundtable is the retirement planning event of the year. So come join me October 5th at Meydenbauer Center. Hey, it's John Curley with Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law. Rick, I love Retirement Roundtable.
John, once again, we're bringing the experts together to teach you about estate and elder planning, financial planning, reverse mortgages, 1031 exchanges, long-term care insurance, health care, senior housing, and much more.
All those experts are in one room.
Tom Koch of Talking Real Money will explain finances in good times and bad. Steve Elliott from Capstone Trust will cover fiduciary services. And Dr. Yardley is going to discuss health care versus disease care.
Retirement Roundtable is an informative and fun half-day event. So come join me and get all the facts at Retirement Roundtable on October 5th at Meydenbauer Center. It sells out every year. And right now, you can get early bird pricing. So get your tickets today at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregorick.
Hey, that's me. I'm Rick Gregorick from the law firm of Gregorick and Associates. What amazing coincidence that is.
That
we
is.
Got Ted Hansen in the house today. You know, Ted's our director of elder care and elder folks and disability
elder.
Planning
yes.
and special needs planning and
yes.
all kinds of stuff. You know, he's even got some interesting stuff that he does with charitable planning in special needs arenas and things like that. And so we, you know, there's just so much we have to share with you once we get to meet you and share what we know. And then you can sit there and say, hey, I could benefit from that, or my family could benefit from that, or hey, I like that tax savings, or we get a lot of, oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, one thing about this area of the law is we have a lot of fantastic tools to use for various situations for a number of different reasons, charitable reasons, tax reasons, just plain planning reasons, proactive planning primarily. So we have so many good tools to use, and people are really amazed sometimes when they come to speak with us about all these various options that they have that you can employ to take care of your personal estate wishes.
You know, it really is. There are so many options and opportunities, and I've spoke about this over the years, options and opportunities. I'm, you know, sometimes I'm copied on what I say without credit, but it really is about finding out what is available for your situation. What's right for your neighbor may be really, really wrong for you.
Yeah. And that's why we talked earlier about this is not a one-size-fits-all arena here, folks. This is tailored to your needs, not your neighbor's needs.
Well, Ted, true story. You probably had this too, but I was reviewing a will with this fellow, and as I'm reading it, I said, who is Steve Smith? I'm making up the name. Who is Steve Smith? And he goes, I don't know. I said, where did you get this will? He said, well, it was a neighbor's. I said, he emailed it to you, and then you just kind of filled in your name and stuff on it. And he said, yeah, kind of. I said, so how is his plan anything to do with you? Had you died tomorrow, this guy would be inheriting.
He's taking it all.
Half of your estate, dude. Now, you know, I would say that was a pretty big mistake. But you know what? I think a court would have honored that will as written because it was properly done. It had all the proper elements. It was properly witnessed and notarized. It was attested to properly.
Wow.
It just didn't have the right beneficiary.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
This guy goes, oh, no, a court wouldn't have gone with that. I said, yeah, they will because
yeah.
it's your dying declaration.
Yeah.
You said to the court, do this.
Yeah.
And the court's duty-bound to do that unless, you know, it was some other malady or something that comes up in the law that you were unduly influenced or tricked or
yeah.
something like that. But just
because
you
made excuse stupidity, right?
They do not. Just
yeah.
because you didn't do a proper search and replace.
Yeah.
Too bad.
The courts will allow you to make dumb decisions. Folks.
Well,
they
you
will
know,
allow you to make dumb decisions. You know,
a number of years ago, we had a case in here in Washington. It was not our case, but it was two sisters who decided, you know, let's save the money on the estate plan. They didn't have kids. They were leaving things to each other. But if they didn't leave it to each other, they had a couple other family members they were leaving it to. And, you know, they did one of those, lawyer in a box type things that you can get off the internet. They're all garbage. So I don't mention any of them. I just put them all in the same bin.
Yeah.
They all go in the same dumpster.
Yeah.
Because they're all alike. They're all trying to make you like everyone else, and that doesn't work for your estate planning. So these two gals, they did their wills by themselves, and then one of them died a few years later. And when the will was probated, they had made a couple of mistakes. And the person that they didn't want to inherit is actually now going to inherit all of it. And we were talking several millions of dollars. And the judge in his holding on the case said, it's kind of clear to me what was probably intended. But I have to go with what's written on the between the four corners of this
exactly
document.
Right.
You know, I can't overcome that. There is no compelling evidence. There is no witnesses. There are no other writings.
Yeah.
There is nothing to prove there was any undue influence.
Yep.
There is just nothing here other than a distraught partner or sister and who was to be the beneficiary, who is not going to be now. And, you know, it's a very unfortunate circumstance.
It happens.
This came out, you know, 10 or so years ago, and it's when these internet, you know, do-it-yourself things got going. And, you know, I love the internet. I'm a do-it-yourselfer when it's appropriate. But I've learned certain things in life aren't worth doing yourself. Because most of the time when I do that, if it's something I shouldn't be doing, it's something I don't have the right tools, maybe the right skills.
Like car repair is a good
one. I gave that up years ago. But if I don't have the right things and I try to fix it, chances are it's going to be tool time at the Gregory House, right?
Yeah,
and Tim the Tool Man, I turn into Tim the Tool Man. Uh-huh. And, you know, to do that little job, all of a sudden I got a big job. Now I got to call somebody to fix
it. You got to call Al.
I got to call Al. Al, come fix this mess.
Exactly right.
Same thing happens in estate planning, folks. It really, really does. If you could just imagine the calamities that can occur, and you can put a, you know, you could put a wrapper around your estate plan. They work really well when designed well. Now, that design is a lot up to you. You've got to sit down with your attorney. Sit down with Ted or Scott or myself. Take an hour or two. If you've gone to an estate planner and they give you 15 minutes, run.
Seriously.
You need to sit down and you need to talk with me. You need to talk with the attorney. You know, I know some firms, they have the paralegal do the intake to get all your information. Ah, cop out.
I'm sorry.
I love my paralegals. I have great paralegals. They know it. I tell them every day how great they are. And maybe I need to tell them more often because I'm really fortunate. We have really good paralegals, highly educated and skilled and everything. But when you come in for your estate plan, you deserve to see an attorney. And we're going to sit there and take the time with you to let you tell us your story, because your estate plan has to deal with your stuff. I got to be honest with you. Dealing with your stuff is the easy part. Now let's deal with the emotions, the realities, the people, the interactions, the interpersonal relationships. Let's talk about those, because if you can be open and honest with me in a privileged, confidential, we keep your secrets environment, attorney-client privilege, I can then suggest certain things to do. We'll talk about them. You'll like some of them. You won't like some of them. And we'll come up with a plan that is designed around you. We're going to shore up the weaknesses in your plan. I have so many folks coming in and say, I don't know who to name. I only have one child, and it really wouldn't be appropriate for them. And then we talk about why. And they're right. So we need to talk about, what are we going to do? How are you going to do that? People are mortified over professional fiduciaries or some, quote, stranger. That's one of the reasons to come out to Retirement Roundtable. You're going to get to meet Steve Elliott. He's one of the founders of Capstone Trust, a state-chartered trust company that, as a law firm, we have been absolutely thrilled with. The quality of service that they provided to folks that we're working with, our clients. We have clients from minor children to disabled adults, everything in between. They just do a really professional job, and I think at a very fair price.
Oh, I think so too. I think that's sometimes people's fears, and rightfully so in some cases, right? When you get up into the, let's say north of $5 million estates and you're having banks, trust companies like that, they won't even look at them, first of all, for less than $7-8 million now sometimes. And their fees often are exorbitant. But there are a lot of private fiduciary companies like Capstone out there that do it on a per fee basis and not gouge you for doing what it is that they do. And that's really important.
You know, so the key is come in and meet some of these people in a non-threatening environment. Have a cup of coffee. You know, chat with them there. They're not going to sell you anything. They're not going to say, you know, do this or do that. Just come on out and learn about these folks. See what they do for yourself. Dispel the myths yourself.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
And this is an important area, right? Because people do have this perception that using private fiduciaries are somehow some lack of control. But in many, many situations, even in families that get along, Rick, sometimes the solution is, to remove the financial decision maker from the family and just have somebody independent do that work. And that just takes a lot of the friction away, because now you're not pounding on Big Brother saying, when's my money coming, when's my money coming? And you create all these things that you don't think about when you do estate planning that are very real. And what, like Rick said, they come back to the interpersonal relationships in your life many times.
So if you'll do that, come on out to Retirement Roundtable. Sign up at yourpartnerinlaw.com. Get your tickets. It does sell out every year. We're inside of 30 days now, so it could sell out in the next couple of weeks. So please be sure and get your tickets. Like I said, it's not a sales job. It's an educational event. It's a lecture series, if you will. You're going to hear about finance. You're going to hear about health care. You're going to hear about professional fiduciary and trust services. You're going to hear about elder law, estate planning. We've got long-term care. Got Brian Ott's going to come on from 525 Advisors. Y'all folks hear him every Saturday morning. And Brian is, when we get into the long-term care area, Brian is a nationally recognized expert in this, and he really does a great job. Yep. So, folks, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregorick, founder of Gregorick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. yourpartnerinlaw.com.
One of the biggest mistakes you can make heading into retirement is not planning for the high cost of an extended healthcare situation. A lot of people assume they have enough money saved only to watch everything they've worked hard for get whittled down to nothing from the ongoing costs of a long-term care situation. Don't make this mistake. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you guarantee yourself a source of funds to pay for care when needed, and you also know you won't become a burden on your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn all about the new long-term care plans offered by 525 Advisors. These new plans protect your savings, protect your family, and pay your estate back if you never use them. Learn more by attending one of the upcoming classes taught by Brian Ott, who's the host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo. Brian has two classes coming up Friday, September 20th and Saturday the 21st. Seating's limited, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. Classes are free, and you'll even get a copy of Brian's book. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Retirement Roundtable is the retirement planning event of the year, so come join me October 5th at Meydenbauer Center. Hey, it's John Curley with Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law. Rick, I love Retirement Roundtable.
John, once again, we're bringing the experts together to teach you about estate and elder planning, financial planning, reverse mortgages, 1031 exchanges, long-term care insurance, health care, senior housing, and much more.
All those experts are in one room.
Tom Koch of Talking Real Money will explain finances in good times and bad. Steve Elliott from Capstone Trust will cover fiduciary services. And Dr. Yardley is going to discuss health care versus disease care.
Retirement Roundtable is an informative and fun half-day event. So come join me and get all the facts at Retirement Roundtable on October 5th at Meydenbauer Center. It sells out every year. And right now, you can get early bird pricing. So get your tickets today at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Woohoo! All righty, welcome back to Your Partner in Law. I'm attorney Rick Gregorick at the law firm of Gregorick & Associates. Hey, did I mention Retirement Roundtable's coming up? Okay, you heard
it
all
is?
The ads.
Oh,
get signed up.
When's that?
Your Partner-in-Law, October 5th, folks. Come on
Where?
Out. It's a great day of learning at Meydenbauer Center.
What time, Rick?
You know, I'm going to stop pulling the hand chain here. Anyhow.
Okay. We have to do our thing with this, though.
It really is. It's a fun day. It's our signature event of the year. We get to meet so many of you, and it's just really enjoyable. It is what this is all about for us. It's part of the reason we do this work. Estate planning attorneys did not go into the estate planning area of law to be the highest paid attorneys out on the planet. If I wanted to do that, we'd be doing personal injury or, you know, maybe corporate
mergers and acquisitions,
mergers and acquisitions. Some of the things where the big doe's at.
Unless we could administer Prince's estate or something like that, that might be a fair
gig. But, you know, we really are here to help you. And whether you have a very modest estate or you have a giant estate, it really doesn't matter get down to the personal stuff. The personal stuff is the same for all of us, regardless of our wealth or lack thereof. For those who are fortunate enough to have some wealth, then we have options and opportunities for the management of that wealth and for the utility of your money. And if you were given an option and saying you owe $1 million to the federal government, $500,000 to the state of Washington, or you could make a charitable donation to the charity of your choice, or you could set up your own organization or a donor advised fund, and you could carry on that charitable intent for generations to come, would you rather write that check there? And most people end up saying, yes, I'd like to help guide where my money goes. The federal government's General Accounting Office, many years ago, and I would believe the study be the same today, they reported that charitable services are provided probably 7 to 10 times more efficiently than government provided. Less bureaucracy. Private charities can just simply do it better.
Absolutely.
And I think that Yeah, well, there's passion there. Yeah, there's no passion in government.
Exactly. That's a really good point, and I believe that's very, very true. And some people do charitable planning for charity, and some people do it for tax purposes.
Hey, whatever floats your boat.
But they're both available to you, right?
The result is there.
Yeah.
You know, the Moyer Foundation here in Seattle, from Jamie Moyer, a pitcher on the Mariners for many years, he and his wife, Jamie, had set that up. And just to give you an idea, this is a private foundation, a single person set up. Now, granted, professional baseball player, big money. And their foundation, though, serves, you know, children around the world for disaster relief. They literally send, you know, train car loads of stuff all over the world in, you know, different types of disasters. And if you did a dollar donation to the Moyer Foundation, $1 goes to that effort. Not one dime goes to overhead and expenses. Because the Moyers were, you know, they funded that to keep it going in perpetuity. And I think that's just amazing. So when you can look at your charitable dollar with 100% of it hitting the street, hitting the charitable intent, hitting the food to that child, the medicine, whatever it is, that's pretty special. Yep. And so there's thousands of organizations like that. Of course, the Red Cross, I mean, what can you say bad about the Red Cross? I mean,
There's just a lot of great charities.
You know,
out there,
there's
you know,
so many things.
People's hearts
do.
Lie in different places. A lot of people love animals, and they do Humane Society and things like that. And all of these folks are laudable causes, and all of them can provide some legacy benefit, we call it, to you and your estate, and make you feel as if you've done something productive with the money. Because I think a lot of times people think they have so much they don't even know what to do with it, and by throwing it at some of these good causes is a really good way to deal with it.
So, Ted, we started off the show asking a question. Kind of the title of the show. Is estate planning really such a big deal? I hope that the little tidbits that we give and is kind of helps you understand it is a really big deal. Because when things go wrong and you don't have the proper estate planning tools, these are tools, folks, put in place, the outcomes are uncertain, they're expensive. They can really get into your personal privacy. You know, you get into a guardianship proceeding in court. I mean, you're pretty much standing naked in front of the court financially, medically, everything about you. Oh, it's just not a place we want to be. I never want to be there. I think Ted's saying he'd love to do it just because he likes theatrics. He loves to act. But well, maybe not. Okay. So it is really important, and I want to stress upon you how important it is. And I also want you not to stress out about the process. Come on in. We're gonna get you through this. I know we have to deal with a lot of you that are in crisis, in disability, in that management process, after death. I got all that. We're going to take care of you there and really be as sensitive as we possibly can and help you through that process. But if you're at the front end in the planning process, let's have a little fun with it. Yeah. Let's have a little fun with your planning. Let's try on some different stuff. Let's talk about different options and opportunities. There is no one way, folks. There is no one way. And anybody that tells you is Pinocchio. Their nose should be growing real long. So, you know, whether you use a will-based plan or a trust-based plan, whether you integrate in beneficiary designations, joint writer survivorship, there's lots of tools we have. Washington State's got some incredible tools that many of you are probably not aware of. Some of them are very new in law, just coming into place over the last couple of years. Did you know we have a new Power of Attorney Act, about 2 years old now, Ted?
Digital Asset Act.
A new digital asset. There's lots of stuff going on. And we need to bring you up to date on those things. It's really kind of fun when you have an epiphany. And it happens a lot in the office where people all of a sudden the light bulb goes off and they say, I got it. Yeah. And that just turns on all your creative juices and things like that. And there are creative ways to do your estate planning, being creative and doing your own plan that's unique for you, that solves and addresses your options and your opportunities, doesn't cost any more than doing it wrong.
That's right. And to make matters even easier for you, we will consult with you for free on your initial consultation to ferret these things out and to get you in a position where you're able to make an informed decision about what you're doing.
That's right. So, you know, for all our Cairo and KTTH listeners, your initial estate or elder planning consultations, absolutely free. This is a real meeting. We're going to get to know each other. You're going to get to know us. We're going to get to know you. And then we're going to decide if we want to do business together. That's right. How it works.
That's right.
And if we decide to do business together, I promise you a great relationship, although we're going to be honest with you. We're going to ask you tough questions. We tell you that up front. This is tough. We're going to, you know, maybe bring out some dirty laundry.
We're going to ask about your family. We're going to ask about your money. We're going to ask about the whole picture. So,
you know, if you got dirty laundry, let's get it cleaned up, folded, and put away neat and clean.
Yep.
Or maybe it needs to be donated.
And if you have problems now, we certainly don't want to perpetuate those into the future. That's for sure. So,
you know, it really is. And again, come on out to Retirement Roundtable. You're going to hear lots of ads coming up now. We've been keeping it a little quiet under wraps, talking about it here on the show last couple weeks, giving you early birds a chance. That chance has come and gone. So you early bird folks, we're lucky they got your tickets. And so right now we're just selling her out.
Well, and we only have so many seats out here too. That's
This thing over there at Maidenbauer, the fire marshal says, that room can only hold so many.
And
we kind of got scolded 1 year because we let a few walk-ins in. So we're going to have to be real careful about that because, you know, we want to be law-abiding citizens. But come on out. It's a great day of learning. Retirement Roundtable, Maidenbauer Center, October 5th. It's all most of the day, Saturday, a day of learning. We'd love to see you out there.
Well,
until next week, your partner in law is going to go watch the Seahawks football game at 1 o'clock today. Go Hawks!
There we go.
Thanks for listening to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick. Event info, newsletters, and Your Partner in Law podcast can all be found at yourpartnerinlaw.com. To schedule an appointment with Rick Gregorick, call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free Partner in Law event, visit yourpartnerinlaw.com. Tune in next Sunday morning at 9 to Your Partner in Law with your host, Rick Gregorick. Simulcast on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
My dad would always say the three worst words in the English language were shoulda, coulda, and woulda. So many people with retirement right around the corner or in the middle of it have the shoulda, coulda, wouldas facing them. They're not proactive. You didn't take care of the will. You didn't take care of the trust. They didn't do what was needed to do when it came to real estate and taxes. So right now, let's avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and call Rick Gregorick. Rick Gregorick is my estate planner. I sat down with Rick, explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or a charitable trust, real estate or taxes. It is so complicated. You've got to rely on an expert like Rick, who is so kind and knowledgeable about all of it. So be proactive. Take control of your life now. You can schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick, my estate planner, yourpartnerinlaw.com.
A lot of people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than what would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, these new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay your estate back with interest if you never use it. But most importantly, it's about having a plan. All your kids have to do is carry out your wishes. You're not a burden on them. That's why I love the advice my wife and I got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. Brian's asset-based class is Friday, September 20th in Bellevue. This class is aimed at individuals and couples who have accumulated close to or more than $1 million in assets and may be considering self-funding long-term care costs in the future. Learn why that is not the best idea. Seating will be limited for this special asset-based class, September 20th in Bellevue. Reserve your spot right now. Go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
Retirement Roundtable is the retirement planning event of the year. So come join me October 5th at Meydenbauer Center. Hey, it's John Curley with Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law. Rick, I love Retirement Roundtable.
John, once again, we're bringing the experts together to teach you about estate and elder planning, financial planning, reverse mortgages, 1031 exchanges, long-term care insurance, health care, senior housing, and much more.
All those experts are in one room.
Tom Koch of Talking Real Money will explain finances in good times and bad. Steve Elliott from Capstone Trust will cover fiduciary services. And Dr. Yardley is going to discuss health care versus disease care.
Retirement Roundtable is an informative and fun half-day event. So come join me and get all the facts at Retirement Roundtable on October 5th at Meydenbauer Center. It sells out every year. And right now, you can get early bird pricing. So get your tickets today at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregorick, founder of Gregorick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com.